Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Global warming. And if you don't agree with it, you get persecuted. You don't get grants from the government, all these different things they talked about. And when they really, it's been, the world's been warming for years, a little bit at a time. And it's just crazy. And this Paris Accord, this global warming Paris Accord that just President Trump just pulled us out of, David Horowitz says it was a miracle that President Trump worked a miracle pulling us out of that. And you think about it, one of the reasons why, we'll talk about it, they were using that as one of the rules for radicals, a book written by Saul Alinsky, techniques that have been used all the way from Lucifer to be able to organize the world. And that was a key part of it, trying to organize the world around pollution. But first, let's hear David Horowitz. He's actually on Jim Baker's show talking specifically about how it was a miracle pulling us out of it. And we'll talk more about it afterwards. Take a look.
The United States pulls out of the Paris Climate Agreement headline.
Yay!
That's right. Yay is right. That's what I said.
Paris Climate Accord was a scam, and it was designed to make these globalist politicians look good when they did nothing. The standards, the carbon emission standards that are part of the accord, are all voluntary. And they don't hold any countries to anything. So it's a non-accord. But in order to get them to sign an accord which doesn't hold them to anything, the United States is supposed to give them $100 billion
exactly
in bribes.
That's right.
That's the Paris Accord.
That's it.
Good for Trump.
Yep.
And I say something about the global warming hoax.
Yeah.
Global warming. Yeah. It's a dream for the left. It's apocalyptic. So when you have, it's the end of the world if you don't follow their orders. It's made for them to institute government controls over everything. They wanted to regulate, you know, your light switches, how much you can keep your lights on. They want to put meters in your cars, how far you can drive. It's a perfect totalitarian dream, this mythological global warming thing.
Yes.
In this book, The Big Agenda, there's one chapter on the environment.
Yes.
And the subtitle is A Pretext for Government Control.
Mm.
And so you talk about it in this book.
It's also made for order for the left. I mean, the rocks and the trees can't speak up for themselves. So they're perfect human shields for the left.
Yeah.
And the same thing, it's with minorities are going to revolt. Sooner or later, they're going to say, enough is enough. You guys run these inner cities. You've destroyed generations of our children. We're not going to take it anymore. But the environment can't do that. Mm-hmm. So it's just ready-made for the left to exploit. Mm-hmm. But again, I would venture to say 80 or 90% of Americans don't think that so-called climate change, climate's always changing, is a threat or a serious one.
No. Yeah, it goes back.
Certainly not tantamount to the threat from North Korea with their ballistic missiles and nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
We need an anti-ballistic missile system. That's what we should spend the money on.
That's right. That's excellent. Yeah.
You think about this particular book written by Saul Alinsky. You got to take a look at it because this happened under former President Barack Obama. And they thought that Hillary Clinton would be the next president. So they were going to come right in a row. This book's called Rules for Radicals. It was written by Saul Alinsky. Let's look at the back cover. The back cover is dedicated by the Chicago Sun-Times to Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. They dedicated it to them because Hillary Clinton was mentored by Saul Alinsky directly. And from a distance, so was former President Barack Obama before he's president. That's why they called him an organizer, because that's what Saul Alinsky was. And then he taught it. President Obama actually taught this before he's president. But look at the inside cover who this book's dedicated to. It says, you know, lest we forget, at least, this is the dedication page, at least over-the-shoulder acknowledgement needs to be given for this particular radical. And it goes on, he was the first radical known to man who rebelled against the establishment and did so effectively that at least he won his own kingdom. Lucifer. I mean, that's the techniques. And so in there, they had 13 rules for radicals, and you're looking at one of those rules here. Look at the rule. This is one of the rules for radicals that fits right in with global warming, the Paris Climate Accord. He says, this is what he said in his book. He says, remember, once you organize people around something as commonly agreed upon as pollution, i.e. global warming, right? Let's go back to that again. I want you to hear it. So think about global warming as the pollution. Remember, once you organize people around something as commonly agreed upon as pollution, then an organized people is on the move. Then from there, it's a short and natural step to political pollution, to Pentagon pollution. I mean, they were organizing the world using Luciferic tactics. I mean, this was really happening. And God had mercy. I believe that's why David Horowitz is talking about it's a miracle, because God just stopped it. And listen, we did not deserve it. It's mercy. Mercy is what you get when you're not good, but somebody decides to treat you good. I mean, this is just mercy. And the fact that we're standing with Israel has a lot to do with it. And God is just good and merciful. But pulling us out of that, they were organizing this world to organize every single aspect of our life around this common thing called pollution or global warming, and they were doing it. But guess what? It has been stopped, and it could start again at a moment's notice, new leadership or whatever, but we need to use this freedom that God has given us. And thank God that we had a president that was willing to step in and say, this is not good for America. We're not going to just give $100 billion away of American taxpayer money and the control of our sovereign nation to this organization. He didn't. It stopped, and we're very grateful for that. Listen, I want to be able to pray for you right now. If you haven't yet made a decision for Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I encourage you right now. Listen, all these things going on, God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. And we share some of our testimonies at meetmyfather.org to find out how you can make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.